Well, let's go to Washington, where U.S. President Barack Obama has just been meeting with French President François Hollande to discuss the fight against ISIS. It's their first meeting since the Paris terror attacks, which left 130 people dead. President Hollande's Washington visit is part of a whirlwind international tour to corral a broader coalition of key nations to increase efforts to combat ISIS. The linchpin is Russian President Vladimir Putin, whom François Hollande will meet in Moscow later this week. But, of course, the news this morning that a Turkish fighter jet has shot down a Paris warplane near the Syrian border might get in the way with Russian cooperation. There are conflicting reports now as to whether both Russian pilots aboard that jet were killed. Here's what the US President Barack Obama had to say about the incident.
I do think that this points to a ongoing problem with the Russian operations, in the sense that they are operating very close to a Turkish border and they are going after moderate opposition that are supported by not only Turkey but a wide range of countries. And if Russia is directing its energies towards Daesh and ISIL, some of those conflicts or potentials for mistakes or escalation are less likely to occur.
That's the US President Barack Obama. Well, NATO has called an emergency meeting with Russia, saying the plane was over Syrian territory. The Turkish government said it was over Turkish territory. Pierre Rousselin is a foreign policy expert, author and a former columnist at Le Figaro. He joins us from Brussels this morning. Pierre, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
Pierre, before I get to the talks between the French president and the US president, can I just ask you about the implications, do you think, there will be of this Russian warplane being shot down by Turkey?
Well, this incident shows how tense the situation is. It's not surprising. This is why there is this huge problem to be solved, and it will be very difficult for the French president to gather a coalition. In any case, it won't be a formal coalition, but his aim is to mobilize as many countries as he can in order to fight against the Islamic State, this terrorist organization.
Given that Russia is one of the powers in there at the moment, targeting ISIS and others, which is part of the problem, is this fracturing already the kind of unity, united purpose we saw emerge after the Paris attacks at the G20, and then the days after that as well?
Yes, sure. There is absolutely no unity, and this is not really new. And the terrible attacks in Paris have not changed the facts on the ground, and it's going to be very difficult to build this unity. But it has to be, an effort has to be made in order to build this at least some kind of unity, because if not, the terrorists will be. It will be very easy for them to strike on one side, then on the other side, and increase this unity. So one has to fight against that, and it's going to be very difficult.
Well, speaking of unity, Presidents Hollande and Obama, after meeting in Washington, that was all a big show of unity. Obama saying that the U.S. is in total solidarity with France. What do you think that means in practical terms? Is it going to change the way American and French forces are acting against ISIS in Syria?
Well, I think on the French side, there is obviously a will to get more involved. I think on the U.S. side, the opposite is true. I think the Americans don't want to get involved. They are involved in a very light way, and they don't want to get more involved. President Obama has done all his mandate has been to withdraw from the Middle East, whether from Iraq or from whatever George W. Bush had done. So he's not going to get too much involved in Syria. That's the big problem. That's one of the big problems we have today.
Though it is fair to say that in this press conference, President Obama also agreed with France to step up the strikes in Syria. His language has certainly increased. He said, we will win, groups like ISIL will lose. US assistance has supported recent French strikes in Syria. We're going to keep stepping up that coordination. So he's at least stepping up the rhetoric, and the French president has perhaps made an attempt to lower the temperature. He said quite categorically in this press conference, France will not intervene militarily on the ground.
Well, of course, it's impossible to intervene directly on the ground. That's not on the table at this point. The issue would be to mobilize other countries and regional countries to intervene on the ground. But my point is that although Obama has been saying all the words he has to say, and he's not going to say the opposite. Obviously, he's not going to say that he's not doing anything. But this is mostly words. And of course, there is a military operation underway in Syria. The Americans are striking some targets, but they could be acting in a much more forceful way if they wanted, but I don't think this is going to happen.
President Hollande he had a better success perhaps in Britain this week. He's had talks with the British Prime Minister David Cameron, pressing the British Parliament to approve military action in Syria. He had success on that front. Do you think the French president was expecting something different, something more from the US president?
Well, I think the public opinion in Europe is much more sensitive to what's going on in Syria than in the U.S. And I think this is the case in the U.K. I think tomorrow, I believe on Thursday, there will be a vote. And I think Cameron will be authorized to intervene in Syria, which wasn't the case a few months ago. So there is definitely a shift in public opinion, whether in France or in other countries in Europe. Of course, other countries in Europe are much, than Britain and France, are much less militarily minded. So they are much more on the back end.
Talking of shifts in public opinion, just finally, Pierre, by the end of this week, Francois Hollande will have met with the leaders of Russia, the US, the UK, Germany, Italy, Canada, the EU, the UN. How are the French citizens responding to President Hollande's wartime stance? Because there are regional elections in France in 2 weeks' time, and latest polls, I understand, show the far-right party of the National Front is surging ahead, particularly since the Paris attacks.
Well, definitely, that's to be expected. I mean, you know, the far-right Front National Party is obviously gaining votes with the terrible things that happened in Paris. They don't have to do much. They're just taking advantage of the situation. Now, President Hollande is trying to fight against that, and this is why he has taken very forceful action, much more than he had done when, you remember, we had a terrible terrorist act against Charlie Hebdo in January. Well, what has been done in the last few days is much, much, much more striking than what had been done a few months ago. And this is also because President Hollande feels that he has to react forcefully. If not, the far right will win all the next election.
Pierre Rousselon, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Pierre Rousselon is a French expert on EU foreign policy and the West.